We haven't gotten to see Vogel punt yet. I don't think you've kicked him the two sessions that we've been there for. What's he like? What's his strong points?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously he's got a good leg, and, you know, I think that's the thing that, you know, we've only had five practices. He's really only punted, and we're doing the same kind of thing that we did before in that not trying to wear him out, so he's punting 2 days a week. Yesterday, today was not one of his days. And obviously, when we made the schedule, I didn't know this schedule, so I didn't understand that. But he'll punt tomorrow. He'll do some punting tomorrow. Are you guys there tomorrow?
He wants to come.
Yeah, we can. I'd like to come.
Oh, sorry, but you know, and once again, it's in five practices. It's a lot of new stuff, a new snapper, new, you know, what we're trying to do, you know, directional things like that are new, but, you know, I think he's doing fine.
It's too early to tell whether he's an NFL punter, though, right? I mean, it's just
too early. Well, I'm not even looking at those things. What we look at is, okay, this is what we're trying to get, you know, accomplished in practice. You know, these are the things we're trying to do today. You know, and along with that, we got protections and coverage and all the things that we're trying to enter into it. So that to me is on down the road when you make that kind of decision.
Ron, is it strange to be kind of starting from scratch again, though, with punter? I mean, I know you felt pretty good about some of the things that Jake did last year, but you go through with Tim and Peter last year, and now you're going to kind of start over again.
Well, you know, I guess that's the kind of the nature of the NFL. I think everybody gets in that situation one time or another. You know, you'd like to be status quo there, and you'd like to. And I think everybody, but I think change is, you know, human nature. You people resist change, but it is what it is in this league, and you deal with it, and you do what you got to get done.
What challenge does it create that it looks like Mason will have a new holder and a new long snapper when he's had as much success as he's had, you know, changing both of those now, it looks like?
Well, I think the great thing about Mason is he's a pro. I mean, he knows, and he's been around. He doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter if it's snowing or wind's blowing or where he's at. He's a pro, and he does what he needs to do. And, you know, he puts his two cents in there. And you know, I think that's the thing, too, is, you know, he'll talk about, you know, what he likes, you know, and then it's up to those guys to get, you know, get the ball where it needs to be. But Mason's easy. I mean, and I think that's one of the things that make him such a successful kicker is that he doesn't let the little things, you know, bother him. But you know, to me, to stand up here and say that, you know, it's not an issue, it is an issue because, you know, that I think a lot of times people, they just think an extra point, and I think they're beginning to see that, you know, when you move the extra point back to 15-yard line, it's not 100%. It's not 100% play, although people come to expect it. But those are the, you know, that's kind of what makes the challenge.
What do you think of Derek so far? Is that, I mean, it looked like maybe you guys are going to have those two guys compete. And as of right now, he's the only launch now.
Well, I mean, I just go with who we got right now, but I think he's getting better. And, you know, one thing about Derek, he's a smart guy. He's an engineer, you know, so he understands, you know, what we're trying to get accomplished. And, you know, the thing probably anytime you're looking at young snappers is they haven't blocked, in particular in the punt game, in the punting game. So, you know, that's something until you get the pads on and you see what's happening there, that'll be something that'll be to wait to be seen. But I think, you know, he's a good kid. He's a smart guy. He's working hard, and, you know, he knows what he needs to get done.
You had like a million guys returning kicks today.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing that it's. I was just Jason and I were just talking about that. Is, you know, it's so hard. You want to get everybody looks. We'll start weeding them out, and I think when you get into camp where we have periods. I mean, one thing about the OTAs, it's a 2-hour block, and you can't get on the field early, and so, you know, you're not able to stay out there. You know after you always have, you know, ball drills and so forth once we get to camp, and so there's a lot of time where you're able to watch them catch. The rookies, you know, we had ball drills during practice, so, you know, you go back and you watch them, you know, catch punts and catch kicks, and it's a little bit of a, you know, a guess right now, but you know, once again, the more they do it, the more hopefully you'll see who are the guys that need to be back there.
Do you try to trim that number down sort of soon, or can you take that money into camp and figure it out?
Well, there's going to be, I think, you know, once again, the guys that go to camp are, you know, are the same guys that are out there right now. I mean, for the most part, I think. And I mean, that's not up to me, obviously. But, you know, and usually it's the guys that are going through the OTAs or the guys that are going to, you know, outside maybe one or two guys. And, you know, you just got to, you can weed them out. You know, if you see guys a little hesitant with the ball and things of that nature, you know, you can cut back on the number of reps he gets, and those reps go to somebody else. But it will be something that, you know, I think we got a couple guys that's got a chance to be pretty good. But, you know, once again, we'll have to wait to be seen. That's nothing. That's really nothing new. That I guess last year we had, you know, a Micah we knew could be back there, and he was proven. But, you know, Jeff's back. You know, we got some guys that can do it.
And why Stafford decides consistency with the snap? Do you feel you need more productivity downfield on tackles or assistant in coverage?
From the snapper?
Yeah.
You know, you'd like to, and I think that, you know, that's a benefit that Derek can give you, because he's a pretty good athlete and runs extremely well. But his job is to snap the football and protect. That's number one. And anything you get after that, I think, is a bonus.
Hey, Ron, do you
You always have turnover. You deal with that with all these young guys every year. part of your game.
I'm still learning their names. You know, position coaches, they got just their position learned.
Do you think you have two guys, though, especially in J-Rone and in Jeff, that can kind of be your special teams leaders or bell cows? And are there other guys that maybe fit that too?
I think so, yeah. And to answer the question on Derek or on J-Rone and Jeff, they have to be. You know, I think you look at 29 and 25, they have to be. Those are guys that you know, really got better as the season. And I think we'll get some of these young guys that'll be like 29 and 25. They'll do the same thing. And those are the guys that you have to, thing I've talked to those guys about is, say, you need to talk to these young guys, because they can't see down the road. They don't see that halfway through the season when they're tired and, you know, they got to know defense, or they got to know offense, and they got to know what's going on in special teams. And they got to, you know, it's hard for them until you go through that to really see it. You try to talk to them. You try to prepare them. But hopefully those guys, and, you know, HaHa did a lot of that last year and 2 years ago because he knew what it was like. I mean, here's a guy that played every snap and defense for the last 2 years. And so when he talks, they listen. Just the more you keep telling them, and, you know, hopefully, but, you know, you can't buy experience. You got to go do it.